I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, guys and girls. The program you are about to hear will be both fun and educational, but it is not a substitute for medical advice. Although we are doctors, we are not your doctors.
Hello, and welcome to Travel Medicine. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood internal medicine doc, Dr. J.
Hey all, this is Dr. Santosh, pediatric infectious disease doc and a researcher.
Hey, I ran out of the ER. It's me, Dr. Han. I'm back to say hi.
Oh, hey, Ward, didn't see you there.
Yeah. Everyone, welcome back, Dr. Ward Han, emergency physician extraordinaire, and one of the previous hosts, a regular host of Travel Medicine Podcast.
Yay!
Let's get this out of the way. Did you guys watch The Superb Owl?
I did. I'm a big fan of the foosball, and I enjoyed watching The Superb Owl this year. It was, for those who didn't watch it, and a lot of you folks outside of the United States, American football, it was a really, really fantastic game. Might have been the best game of the season.
Apparently, for someone like me who does not follow football extensively, that'll become important in a moment. It was only the second Super Bowl ever to go into overtime, and the first with new rules where each team gets a chance to have possession of the ball instead of just sudden death.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So essentially, the Chiefs, or the Kansas City Chiefs, had won so many games, kind of sudden death overtime, all this kind of thing. The rules were literally changed because of how good of a team they were. So it was a little bit engineered to be very long. But that being said, even the ending was quite, it ended in dramatic fashion. So it was.
Don't spoil it for me, Santosh. I have not seen it.
No. I won't. I'm not telling you the ending, but it was a wonderful game start to finish.
So very exciting, even for those of us who are not so athletically inclined. But it did give me an idea for this week's episode, and part of why we brought Dr. Ward back. And I noticed that a lot of the football players these days have rather unique names.
And, there's a lot of people out there with, fun and unique names. It's just that athletes are so, beautifully in the limelight. I think Key and Peele, couple of decades back, really highlighted how amazing some sports ballers' names are. I think that if you have some of these names, you can't do anything but be a star athlete.
And that brings us to today's episode, Ward. You see, in the past, you've been with us when we've played such wonderful games as, is this a Harry Potter spell or a medical condition? Or is this a Pokemon or a pharmaceutical? So today, Santosh and I have assembled a collection of football player names and bacteria and fungi to play the game Athlete versus Infection.
Oh no. I do not know my athletes.
And just to be really clear, because I think Josh, you and I both talked about, you know, there's a potential little minefields in here. We're not saying that there are any infectious, you know, people or anything else like that. We're just saying that there are some infection names, you know, the names that we've given bacteria, which could certainly just be attributed to a human being, and other people whose wonderful, loving mom, dad, whatever it is, gave them, you know, a unique and interesting name. But if you're inclined towards medicine and science, you could not be held accountable at all if you mistook it for a genus of bacteria or fungus.
So I have a 49ers sports jersey that says number 9, gonorrhea. So I'm ready.
Okay.
So here's how it's going to work, Ward. I am going to give you a name, and you are going to tell me whether you think that is the name of an infection or the name of any athlete. And most of these are going to be, I believe, college football players. There may be a couple professional ones.
And we stuck to pathogenic bacteria and fungi for this one. So, because if you reach out to like all the other bacteria and fungi out there, you get to some weird things, but you know, they don't really interact much with humans in a sick way.
So for example,
yeah,
this will start off with a really easy one just because I want to get you into the feel of it. If I were to tell you, if I were to say Craponzothorpe and Yersinia pestis, are those two sports players? Are those two infections? Are those one of each? What's the breakdown?
Let's get it again, Josh.
That's Craponzothorpe, Yersinia pestis.
All right.
Oh, Yersinia, that quarterback for the LA Rams. Are the Rams still in LA? I am not a sports ball person.
Yes,
No. I'm gonna do my best to answer that because I do know my pathogenic bacteria well. So Yersinia pestis is the pathogenic pathogen for the plague, right?
Yes. Very you are good. Correct. So. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yeah, Yersinia pestis is, you know, the namesake of one of our favorite segments here on Travel Medicine Podcast, which is Around the World in 80 Plagues. And yes, if you're talking about the Justinian plague or the Black Plague, it is the etiologic pathogen.
What was the other name?
Craponzothorpe is a player for the Colts.
Yes. I
that guy named Craponzo?
Yep.
You go, Craponzo. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, Craponzo.
Oh, Craponzo.
Yeah, Craponzo. Yeah, he's a wide receiver for the Colts.
I'm sorry I called you Craponzo.
So, Santosh and I will periodically be giving you a pair of names or an individual one. And we're going to see just how well you know your infections.
I'm going to go get all the pathogenic ones right. This one's for you, Dr. Oh, gosh, who was our pathology? This one's for you, Dr. Schneider. And if I lose, I blame you, Dr. Schneider.
Yeah.
I'm not paying back my medical school loans, Dr. Schneider, if I lose.
So for each one that you manage to guess, Santosh or I will give you the corresponding sports or infection trivia. So those of you playing along at home get something out of this as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you want to leave us some of your favorite sports ball folks who sound like pathogens or pathogens who sound like athletes, we'd love to hear it.
But if you need a hint, you get to have the last name of either the player or a subgenus of the pathogen. But I'm going to consider at that point it will be potentially a giveaway. And I want you to be able to test them out. Like, you can sit there and be like, oh, Streptococcus Johnson. Or
I'm going to be cocky. I'm not going to need it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
So we have our frontline physician. Yes. Wide receiving our trivia.
Yes.
There you go.
For the very first one, Barkevius Mingo.
Barkevius Mingo.
Mm-hmm.
Rare bacteria. Mingo. Rare bacteria. Professional athlete.
I know it's not a bacteria. I'm going to go with professional athlete or completely made up. Professional athlete.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know if you're putting in a ding, ding sound in here, Josh.
Nope, just our usual soundboard, Santosh. Yeah.
Are we doing mouth sounds?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, Barkevius Mingo, I remember him best as one of the star linebackers on the Cleveland Browns. He had a really good career in there and then bounced around in other teams, but he was like a high star recruit for Cleveland, and for a long time he was a badass hard-hitting linebacker.
Okay, let's keep moving along. See if you can get a first down. Trooperella.
Can you spell that for me, please, and use it in a sentence? don't fail me now, my medical education. So I don't think I remember a pathogen or bacteria named Trooperella. That would be a tragic name to have as a... Wait, these are all football players, you say?
If yes. We're using an athlete, it's a football player.
It's a football player, yeah. We're keeping it narrow.
Trooperella has a feminine ring to it. I'm going to say that's not a football player. I don't think people are woke or progressive enough to have that yet. Okay. I'm going to say that's made up.
It is, in fact, a bacteria, Trooperella pyogenes.
Trooperella.
Yeah.
So when the genus Arcanobacterium was split in two, half of them became Arcanobacterium. The other half became Trooperella, chosen in honor of German microbiologist Hans G. Trooper. And, of course, pyogenes is... from the Greek pium or puon, meaning pus producing. And this is a bacteria that is frequently associated with endocarditis.
In human beings that work on farms, in animals, it's one of the most common causes of summer mastitis. So it causes an infection of the udders in cows.
I learned something. Trooperella. I'll bet you Trooperella... It'll be renamed in 10 years. I bet you Trooper has some problematic issues.
Oh, if we find out, yeah, Trooper was a, like Trooper was a trooper for the wrong troop. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You got the basic idea? We're going to give you one or two names, and you tell us how they work. Santosh, what's the next? We'll keep this moving along.
All right. I'm going to go with Vidarian.
Vidarian. Okay, I'm going to say that... Can I get a second name, please?
Oh,
how quickly he gives up on...
What? In football, don't you get like three downs before you get it? I don't know.
That's fair. Okay. So Vidarian is going to be one of the names.
Oh, okay. That is a... sports ball player.
Sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that one was a little bit of a giveaway on the second name, but that's okay. Vidarian Lowe is a football player. He plays offensive tackle for the New England Patriots. And so he was drafted in 2022 out of Auburn. So he's a young man.
Let's move on to Sedicia.
Oh, Sedicia.
Uh-huh.
Sedicia. I'm going to say, I'm gonna do a long pass.
Okay.
As they say in sports ball, because I think I know it. I'm unaware of a bacteria named Sedicia.
Okay.
Unless it's one of those rare ones. So I'm going to say this is a, although we just had two sports ball players. So I'm going to say reverse direction.
And okay.
What do you call it when you throw the sports ball behind you and then?
Yeah, you're going to do a reverse.
Reverse. I'm going to do reverse and say that it is a pathogenic. It's a pathogen.
Okay. If I were to tell you the second half of that is Sedicia Davis, would you want to double reverse? Would you? No, I'm giving you the chance. Do you want to stick with your answer or do you want to change it?
I'm going to double reverse to say that is a sports ball player.
Oh, you should have stuck. Sedicia Davis is, in fact, a pathogen named for Betty R. Davis, an American bacteriologist who worked at the Center for Disease Control, the CDC.
CDC, yep.
And was given the ability to name one of six new Enterobacter strains from Enteric Group 15. And this genus of bacteria, Sedicia, was originally discovered in 1977. I was really hoping that's the one you were going to ask for a last name, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get you. Yeah.
Although you played with him a little bit, because technically it is Davis A, as in, like, it's got a little AE at the end. But I think that's a fair curveball to throw. Like going from a different sport.
Well, it's an enterococcus.
It used to be an enterococcus.
It was reclassified in the 80s when there were a lot of overhauls of bacteria taxonomy.
So not an enterococcus word, but an enterobacteriaceae. So like, you know, in the same family, like E. coli and Klebsiella and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So
all right.
This one is opportunistic. You see it in immunocompromised people, renal disease, cystic fibrosis, that kind of thing.
All right. What about Montravius?
Montravius. Oh, that's a sports ball player if I ever heard one. Come on, Montravius. I bought a jersey that says number 7, the LA Raiders. No, what are they? The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Number 7, Montravius. I'm all in, baby.
All right. Great job. Yeah, Montravius Adams was a nose tackle, so he's on the defensive side of the ball and goes, you know, tackle straight up the middle kind of a thing, and drafted by the Green Bay Packers and is still playing to this day. He's currently on the Steelers.
Okay, all right. Dialister.
That one is a little ambiguous. Okay, so I'm going to get a second name for that.
Pneumocystis.
That is I hope that nowadays people are open enough to name their kids that, but I think right now that's a scientific name. So
sure.
Pathogen, final answer.
I like that the rapid confidence we saw in the beginning is really
Yeah, it's he's being very careful.
But you are
fall asleep in Dr. Schneider's class.
No. I know you're blaming Dr. Schneider, but remember, micro was given by one of our other professors. I'm trying to remember who it was.
I'm
actually
just trying to blame anyone but me. So,
So you're correct, Ward. Dialister pneumocystis is it's from the Greek words pneumo, wind, cystis, spoiler, or thief. It is a bacteria that is breath destroying. It's a small gram-negative anaerobic rod that was first isolated from nasopharyngeal secretions of patients during the Spanish flu epidemic. So it's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah. So to be very fair to Dr. Schneider and all of the faculty at Rosalind Franklin, we're not going for like your common board answer type of pathogens, by the way. Or,
to be fair to me, Dr.
Well, no, it wouldn't be fair if we told you like, you know, Escherichia coli. Yeah, you're going to know that one. So. Yeah, so we had to go a little bit far and away. So
I'm still not paying my medical school loans if I lose. Go on.
This bacteria, it lives, in the mouth. And this is one of these bacteria that if you have bad dentition or any one of these, you can find it in gingivitis, periodontitis, and then it can invade and get into the lung and brain if you have odontogenic infection that goes deeper, like into the bone. So if you were a dentist, actually, you might have heard a lot more about Dialister.
How about Legadoo?
Legadoo.
Yeah.
That's a strong name. I like it. Sounds like
like a
running backs are strong, right? That's a running back.
Yeah.
There's a lot for his legs to do.
Sure.
Oh. Hey-o. Come on. That's a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sports ball.
That's fair. You got the. You're not hitting on the franchise that they're a part of, but that's okay. Legadoo is actually. He was born around our age. He was born in 1983, and he was a wide receiver for the longest time for the San Diego Chargers, way back when. So he played, in kind of like the not the heyday, but when. Philip Rivers was throwing in the ball and stuff. So he was a great little quick wide receiver.
Let's be real here. If you guys weren't playing this game and did research, have you seen Legadoo?
Oh, I know Legadoo Nane because I watched him, when I was, watching football.
I 100% would have thought most of these were made up names. I supplied the bacterial facts.
Yeah, no. When I showed Josh some of these, he's like, this is a Key and Peele sketch. And I was like, no, I'm telling you they're real. And God bless them. They're all wonderful people and, hardworking, football players. But yeah, it just so happens that when you play, sports ball or pathogen, it's a hard game.
It's not as easy as I think all our home listeners thought.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a hot streak. Let's do it.
Equinemius. And the other one is Inquilinus.
One is a sports ball player and one is a pathogen? Is that what you're saying?
This is I can do sports ball player pathogen. Correct. Yes. Equinemius.
Okay.
Inquilinus.
This is your bonus round before we go to our commercial break.
Yeah,
do you think Equinemius and Inquilinus are two pathogens, two players, one of each? And if you think it's one of each, who's who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Basically, you're giving me two names to figure out.
Two names to figure out.
I feel like Inquilinus just sounds so academic. So I'm going to go with inquilinous pathogen, equinemius. That's a classic strong name right there. That's a quarterback. That's a quarterback. That's a quarterback for the. I'm running out of teams to name. That's how bad at football I am. The Chicago Bears.
Hey, oh my gosh! Right? Bonus points.
Okay.
Equanimeous is a wide receiver on my Chicago Bears. He played for the longest time with the horrible, wretched anti-vaxxer Aaron Rodgers, Aaron. Equanimeous St. Brown. He has two brothers also in the NFL. Their brothers are Amon-Ra and Osiris.
Whereas inquilinus, limosus, comes from the Latin an inhabitant of a place that is not its own, and limosus, which means full of slime or slimy, and it is a pathogen that is opportunistic and often found in the lungs of cystic fibrosis patients. It's also a emerging multi-resistant pathogen that we're starting to see develop drug resistance.
Yeah. So we actually didn't identify this one cleanly from other, you know, of the CF bacteria, you know, the Pseudomonases and the Burkholderias and stuff. But as we've gotten better and better at identifying these bastards, this one's reared its ugly head more and more in CF.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break. So far, Ward, you have scored 5 of your planned 15. but you still got some chances, and we will be back in just a moment with the lightning round. And we're back. So we are moving to the lightning round. No more getting last names, but okay. We are going to give you pairs. In each pair, one is definitively a player, one is definitively an infection. And for full credit, you got to tell us which is which. Or you can just take a single guess and say one. But I want to see if you can tell me a team or where the, if you think it's an infection, where it infects. Or if you think it's a player, give me the position.
Okay.
Let's All go. Right. So we've got Haha and Serratia.
Serratia is an infection.
Uh-huh.
Haha. You're correct.
What was the other one you said? Haha.
Okay. Haha.
Haha is a laugh. And Serratia is a... I think I've seen that... I mean, they can all get into blood, I think, but I've seen that as it's almost like a gram negative. I feel like
very
it
good.
Goes where gram negatives go.
Yeah. So Serratia is one of the bacteria that can give you that beautiful orange color if it overgrows in your shower. But yeah, if you have pulmonary disease, if you have chronic granulomatous disease, it can get into lungs and bone and this kind of a thing. And yes, Ha Ha Clinton Dix was a quarterback. do you want to pick a team?
I'm Seattle Seahawks. You're gonna I'm running out of teams to name. I'm not.
I mean, there's only 32. You can name a. 32, yeah, he was with Green Bay for a long time.
All right. We've got Mobility and Mo Raxella.
Mobility is, oh my god, that's the what's the terrapin one? That's the turtle one.
Maryland has the terrapin.
That is the Maryland terrapin hunter. Yeah.
Okay.
And Moraxella is a pathogen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're sitting there reconsidering your life choices. Huh?
You're right. Yeah. Moraxella catarrhalis is a very common pathogen cause of pneumonia alongside pneumococcus and Haemophilus. And yeah, mobility is one of the 2023 names of the year. He's a defensive back at North Texas University. Yeah.
Okay. And we've
Would you
got...
have seen him?
I have zero idea. I haven't seen North Texas play.
All right. And we next up, we've got Dabrikashaw or Hathawaya.
Okay. Dabrikashaw is our God, I'm running out of positions. It's a linebacker from the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, you went to basketball.
I don't know any teams in Indiana.
Okay, and the other one?
Just to repeat the name again.
Hathawaya is a
pathogen.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. Dabrikashaw Ferguson was actually a star lineman for the New York Jets. And Josh, do you have anything?
Jets.
Do you have
in New York.
Do you have anything on Hathawaya? I've got a little bit.
No, Hathawaya is another eponym-based bacteria. So technically they're all names, but
Hathawaya used to be in Clostridia ward. So it used to be part of that gas-forming anaerobes. And so, Josh, you could actually find it. But we actually, the collagenase from this pathogen can actually be used to treat Dupuytren's contracture, like when you have the, on your thumb, or Pyrenees disease, like if you have a bent penis. So you can use the collagenase from Hathawaya to, get rid of the stricture in there so your penis can be straight. Not yours, people's.
Okay, next. Jadavion Leliotitia. Wait, no. Jadavion Leliotia.
Leliotia, yeah.
Okay. The first one is a quarterback for the Portland Trailblazers. I'm sorry, Oregon. Do you have an NFL team?
Oregon does not. No.
Yeah. Okay.
NFL. Washington does. The state of Washington. But you also said Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. And the other one is a bacteria.
Yeah, Jadavion for the longest time was down in Houston. He was a edge rusher for the Houston Texans. He's currently on the Cleveland Browns and actually did an amazing job as part of their top-ranked defense in the league. They made it all the way to the playoffs just about.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, Jadavion Clowney, yes.
Go Jadavion.
Juju or Pantoa?
That's, by the way, neither of these are nicknames.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why would you have a nickname for a bacteria? It's like, yeah, call my tuberculosis Momo.
I can't believe I said neither of these are nicknames, and your first thought went, why would you nickname a bacteria?
Okay, Juju is...
Yeah.
What was the other name again?
Pantoa.
Okay. Juju is a. He's a. They are. I don't know their pronoun. They are a. They are a sports baller.
Okay. All right. And Pantoa.
Pantoa is. It'd be also actually a pretty cool name for a sports baller, but honestly, that's a pathogen.
All right. Strolling okay. Right along. Yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster was on the Chiefs for a while. I don't know if he got one of the Super Bowls with them. Currently over in New England playing for the Patriots.
And,
okay, I say the last one is the next one is the last one.
So Pantoa is commonly found in mosquito guts. And interestingly, it does produce some anti-diabetic, anti-ulcer, and anti-hemorrhoidal compounds. So it's a helpful bacteria that can also be infected. Yeah. All right, last one. Leuconostoc, alkaligenous, and Santosh, give me one.
Cadarius.
Leuconostoc, alkaligenous, and Cadarius.
Oh, we have three now?
You wanted to end it. You wanted to end it. This is your final Jeopardy.
Okay. So, and then what am I supposed to do? Two of them is a sports baller? Because
Are they
any
all?
Combination.
Any this combination. Is... What do we yeah, got? Yeah, what are we giving
combination.
You?
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll go one at a time. Leuconostoc.
Leuconostoc. Leuconostoc is a... I would name my kid Leuconostoc.
Like, okay. All right.
Hey, Luke. That's short for Luke. Luke.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got you a pickleball for Christmas. So that's an NFL player.
Okay. And okay. Then next, alkaligens.
What was it?
Alkaligens.
Alkaligens. I'm sorry. I can't name my kid alkaligens. That's a pathogen.
All right. Okay. And the third one is Kadarius.
Kadarius. I have a cousin named Kadarius.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's more likely to be a sports baller or a pathogen.
All right.
But I'm going to say sports baller.
Two out of three. You want to guess which one you got wrong?
No.
Okay.
So, Leuconostoc. And Ward, I'm a little surprised you didn't get Leuconostoc. It's a gram-positive bacteria. It is one of those that you worry about where if you have like a person who has a like a venous catheter in place, that it can cause a superinfection. But Josh and Ward, you'll both love this. Leuconostoc is used as a sourdough starter. So that kind of stink that you get when you have a really good sourdough starter, it's Leuconostoc. So you can also use it to ferment, like cabbage and turning it into sauerkraut. And then Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney was a hero of the last Super Bowl, actually, not 2024, but 2023, with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kadarius, my cuz. See, I knew it.
Yeah.
Alkaligenus is a bacteria that was first isolated from stale beer in 1896.
Yeah. So we had some fun ones in here, which I don't know.
You can go over
so, as much.
So yeah, here's some of the ones that we opted not to use because as a physician, we figured you would definitely know at least some of the bacteria and other names, while fun, probably a little bit harder. So some of the ones we skipped, Quavassier smoke.
Wow.
Shittacilla.
Although if we had said that like together... As a, you know, not telling you that those were two different, like the first name, last name.
I was really proud of Mobility and Mo Rexella.
Oh, definitely.
I thought I was going to get him.
That was amazing. Yeah. He shot. Shittacilla would definitely sounds like, you know, a basilisk of some kind.
Damakong Su.
Yeah.
Earthwind Moreland.
Earthwind Moreland is one of my favorite. Yeah. He's a fantastic. Yeah.
Rock Yasin. Cal Adomitus and Zazavian Valade.
Yeah.
Zazavian, my other cuz.
Zazavian. Some of the unused bacteria, which I will go into on a TikTok version of athlete or infection, are Belneatrix alpica, Dietzia maris, Phaclamia hominis.
The hominis would have given that away, yeah.
That's why we're only given first names.
Yeah, yeah.
Gamella hemolysins. And these two would have been pretty easy for you, Ward, but I think I can fool some of our home listeners with Burkholderia, Proteus, and Cocuria.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My very favorite one to say, it's absolutely insane. I think you would have gotten it, but Erysipelathrix.
I can see Proteus is playing for the Chicago Bears.
I'm waiting for, you know, because I might have some sort of like a Google Alerts or something for like someone to name their kid Proteus and for them to, you know, become a star, you know, linebacker or something like that.
So yeah, Proteus is a fun one because it's a bacteria that's actually a shapeshifter. It can appear in a couple different forms, and it's mm-hmm. named for the Greek myth, Proteus, who was one of Poseidon's wardens of the sea and guardian of the seals, like the arp, 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 arp seals. Yeah. And he could shapeshift, and Menelaus, after the Trojan War, was trying to find his way back home and was told, you have to capture Proteus, but he kept changing his shape even while being held. And the bacteria was named because it equally is elusive to the immune system and shape-changing. So we've got a lot of fun little 80 plagues tidbits scattered throughout. But hopefully you enjoyed kind of this lighthearted post Super Bowl episode.
Yeah, and thanks for coming back and joining us. It's so awesome to have you as, you know, have the team back together.
Yay.
Next week, Ward, you are welcome to join us for a episode on head and neck medicine called So's Your Face.
Oh, but God.
That's it for this week. As always, we love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. This show is produced by me with a lot of help from Dr. Santosh and friends. We are on all the social medias. If you'd like to support us spiritually, emotionally, or financially, links to do that are in the show notes, along with links for further reading and places to find us, such as TikTok, Spotify, and anywhere else podcasts are listened to. Our theme music is composed by Rachel Leisure. And until next time, as always, keep a song in your heart, soap on your hands, a shot in your arm, a spin on your globe. And when you've figured out what other things sound like bacteria or medical terms and want to come to us with another quiz, happy travels.
Bye, everybody.
Happy travels. Yay.